Hola, peoples. This is Keisha. Welcome, welcome. This episode, I want to do something a little different. I have a reading. I just was feeling the energies this evening and wanted to just tap in and share what's coming up in case you are going through some lows right now and feeling like the energy's scattered, or maybe you're having some difficulty focusing on, anything right now that may just feel impossible to manifest. Right now, it's a time to just really, hone in on what you're feeling and connecting inwards. So if you've been a bit of a hermit mode where you're not feeling like moving out, connecting with other people, this is actually a great time for you to do some soul searching and find the quiet time. And really just honor yourself, allowing yourself to set some time to allow the universe to help break you from any of the distractions, which includes like people, places, or things, and allowing yourself to just really feel into what you need to hear. Like, I feel that the challenges have been pretty great for some of you. And right now, you're looking to see how you can rebalance your life, how you can reconnect. And feeling possibly frustrated because things have not been going the way as planned. Now, with this in mind, or these constant disappointments that are occurring right now, it may be causing some of you some levels of sadness or depression, including any feeling of just wanting to be connected with folks, at the same time not feeling deserving of receiving this level of love or connection. And you may also be feeling this feeling of I need to just like really refill my tank and let go of the people that have been, narcissistic in my life and lacking the empathy and the nurturing and the love that I've been actually requiring for myself. And although this gestation period feels lonely, it feels as though you're at a breaking point. Spirit's just guiding me to remind you that you are loved and things are about to or are turning around, that there is justice coming. With the Justice card appearing, I am seeing that you are in a space of having redemption from all of the pain and the hurt, and that this does not have to end the way that it's been going. We started off with like the Ten of Wands, and then we had the Hermit, followed with the Ten of Cups reversed. And with the Justice in play, it's showing us that things you will triumph, that the trouble that you're in right now won't last long, that the things will start to fix, that the choices that you're making right now, that you are carrying yourself vibrationally, that whatever you are experiencing is what you will get back in return, So it's more that you are, if you stay in the space of reflecting the past in a negative way, and you continue to hold on to the level of unforgiveness or the past pain and hurt, they're showing me that you'll continue to receive that level of energy back in return. So even though the forgiveness may feel hard, what is best is maybe just coming to a level of acceptance that this person is who they are. They have done the dirt, they have done the wrong, and there's no need for you to continue to try to hold on to any level of animosity to try to fix them, because it's not going to happen. But what will happen is if you just accept that this is who they are, they're showing me who they are, I am going to accept what it is, and life is too short to hold on to this energy. I'm going to let it go so I can, get rid of that toxic energy out of your system. So that way you can start to free your mind for the solutions. The justice is showing us that when you allow yourself to let go of this negative energy or the thoughts or holding on to the past experiences that has harmed you, that things will shift for you, okay? If you are in a situation where you have legal things going on, where you've been fighting for your right for to be seen, for someone to have done you correctly, this is also showing that things will move in your favor, okay? Just to be ensured that if you're working with these legal things, that you're documenting stuff, you're writing down times and dates and keeping things in detail, so that way when you are ready to plead the case, especially if you are holding on to any of the like the negative energy, you at least are now removing the emotions that are tied to this, so that way you can fully like respond in a balanced way and your voice will be heard clearly. This is a space of judgment for you, and with this judgment card, I also see that things are aligning. I see that spirit is really working on your behalf, and even though you feel as though you have been overlooked, some of the tests that you are going through are really challenges to raise you. It's that birthing process, like when you that going past your pain point, moving past your pressure point, and allowing yourself to flourish in a new realm, to flourish at a new level. They say like new levels, new devils. When you allow yourself to truly embrace this struggle, and surrender to the process and surrender to the growth, it's like the moving through the phase of a caterpillar to a chrysalis, and then when the chrysalis is ready to evolve into a butterfly, there's that challenge of developing its lungs, that challenge of opening up and spreading its wings and breaking that chrysalis, so that way it can be strong enough to fly. This is your time to shine. The challenges and the experiences that you've had has been all to de been here to develop you and grow you in such a way that you are ready to spread your wings, and you are not in a space of lack, but it's actually you're on the space of a new horizon. And by embracing this and switching your thought process, from the things that have held you back, from despair, and starting to allowing yourself to have gratitude and feel more into your breath of all the things that I show, that you'll be able to really expand in the light of spiritual enlightenment, of trusting your intuition, and just really releasing any of the pains, the old burdens and disappointments. When you're doing this forgiveness, the most important spirit is showing me to forgive yourself, okay? The judgment card is the heavy judgment that you can hold upon yourself, where you're like criticizing yourself and reminding yourself how you made these mistakes and how imperfect you are. They're reminding me to tell you that you are perfectly imperfect, and that all of these things are making a beautiful, I see like a beautiful canvas where each stroke is just, you're not exactly sure what's going to happen when you make that stroke or what it's going to turn out in the end. But if you're just patient enough, and if you just like hold on to the end, hold on to the vision of what you're really trying to go to, your manifestations will move in the way that you are actually looking for. And they're showing that it'll give you this clear path to happiness that you're truly seeking, this clear path to love that you're really looking for. And what it finalizes out with is like the Six of Cups. And the Six of Cups is just really full of showing how well, if you like do go through this healing journey, and forgiving yourself, forgiving the other people, or even accepting that these are their truth and this is the truth before you, how much joy will re-enter into your life. That you will begin to share this sense of innocence and freedom, and just start to elevate your vibe. And this level of joy is just going to attract so much abundance, attract the right people into your life for the opportunities. I feel a lot of gifts, and I feel a lot of movement forward and allowing yourself to travel into different locations, travel into different spaces, allowing yourself to be in the room with the right people, so that way you can have the transition that you're looking for. You're going to find yourself expanding in a way mentally, emotionally, and physically. I keep hearing physically because when you start to engage in these things, your body is going to start to invite all of this positive energy on a cellular level. You may notice that you start to lose weight, you start to shift in your appearance, feel looking and feeling younger, even exercising, drinking more water. All of these things will truly help your healing process as you're releasing and letting go all of this weight that you've been carrying energetically, from the stress of the obstacles that you've endured. Now, this is your time to shine, and the more you start to believe it, and the more you start to feed yourself the positive words of affirmation, feeding yourself the love and the happiness and the exactness that you're looking for, you're going to find more of these things flourishing to you. All right. So I hope this message receives you well. This is just something that I do when I work with folks on a regular basis. And I wanted to, as I received the message tonight, to decide to pop on and just share this with you. If you like this message, please give it a like, and I will see you in the next episode. Enjoyed this content? Interested in learning how to have more peace in your life? Ready to transform into the love and having stronger relationships? Then great! Go to my website at www.keishamartin.com. There you will find the offer to book a session with me on one-to-one and taking the first step to learn to align your energy. You will learn the key tips on balancing, getting rid of any trauma or experiences that have been holding you back, whether it's karmic or generational, and learn super powerful techniques to keep your energy balanced and aligned. They are powerful with giving you clarity, rebuilding and reconnecting relationships, and shifting your energy so you are now attracting the opportunities and people into your life. Go there now to book your session.